exactly on the
plate.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Right,
should I bring my pen
yeah,
too?
Yeah, no, it's for me. You just have to make some
notes. Okay.
I also got my mouse, but I don't need my mouse.
I do. Come on. There we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer. Can hear me.
Well. Actually, my laptop doesn't work. Let's switch it on again.
Check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it works. Test, test.
Yes. So you all read what we're going to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a remote control.
Yeah, that's right.
I think my laptop is
edgy.
Just made a simple presentation. You also put some things in it.
Does this work? One host to write this, the one.
That's
right. Yeah. That's F11.
Cool. Okay. So that's my main notebook. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So we're looking how we're going to this agenda of our meeting. You know, this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So, the first thing we have to know is. You already know what we're going to do. We also read what this did things or
yes.
Not yet? Okay. So yeah, it has to be original training, user friendly, and that's what you're going to design. First we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is in the functional design. It's very important. You have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. So that's where we're going to look in the functional design, is for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. It's what it puts the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly, yeah, you know what it is, it's exactly how it looks. Okay, so this is these are two smart boards. This is an introduction of that one. And you already saw, you know all that you can put things in the project map?
Oh, I know.
Cool. Okay. So look at that one. So what we're going to do first is, so you can read,
mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard and say why it's your favorite animal. So, and you have, this is just to try it out, and you have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. Okay, so first to show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works.
This
okay. This is a new place, it's okay. This pen format. And then a different color can you see? No, I just take pink. And Just draw slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice elephant. I don't know, it looks good, doesn't it?
Looks very nice.
I just not like this? Oh no, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I like. Oh, okay.
A pink elephant.
This takes some shape. Just. Nice, this one. It's a bit slow, you can see. This is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay. So just you guys just one of you draw a painting if you want. Just don't yeah, just use it like that.
Okay.
Just a format you can use it depending. No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be a snake.
It's an animal,
oh, okay.
Yes, animal. So I guess the water was.
The water was important.
Okay, now.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
This is similar.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, we're next.
Do you have to write down why? Ah, that doesn't matter. Just to get used to the whiteboard. That's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page. Yeah, not too far to the top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back, so that, no, to the, yeah.
There. I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's
a
dog.
Dog.
A sheep?
Not a cat.
We only have 25 minutes, so
take it easy.
Okay, I'll make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, then you don't have to. Okay.
We just draw to pick up here. Okay, that's it. More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
what the expense would be, just you write it down and you downloaded the word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I tried it. But you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah, it's a real paper.
I thought it would be just in type words.
Yeah,
words, so
but it's
but
just a picture.
It's just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that full as I thought it would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in words.
No.
No.
Ooh.
It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half past.
Half past 10.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay,
nice.
Perfect.
Yep.
Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros.
Excuse me.
And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The production costs 7.5 to 5 to 7 times, right?
Ah, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So we can have a little discussion about what experience are with the remote control, the first of these, and everything. So, you think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it only from not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's. I'm not sure. It's not.
Yeah, probably would be universal.
Because
not only a television, or more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros. So, not sure.
Yeah,
maybe.
I know you can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say it's a universal remote
yeah,
control.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote.
Yeah, probably.
Not just the TV?
No, just everything.
Okay.
See.
Okay.
So yeah, what's a remote control? It's a black thing with some buttons on it. It's nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or
I've thought about making it the same as style as the television, which is we don't have the same television all the time, so that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay.
Nothing frustrated then.
And how big should it be?
Yeah, I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small, because it has to have a lot of functions. So,
yeah.
We can't make it smaller than things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open.
Yeah.
Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about when you can
fold open,
okay.
Where you can see
cool.
More options.
Maybe it's for the DVD player or something.
Yeah,
like
something
okay.
On top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you
cool.
could think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah, I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
you can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay. But it's not too expensive
like
to put a touch screen on it.
Yeah, maybe
it's not reachable, I think. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control,
yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and
yeah.
get
so
often broken.
And if you have a touchscreen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
too
yeah.
Fragile.
Yeah. Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not
no.
kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea.
Maybe
just put it on your
yeah.
television and just recharge. You never
yeah.
have to use any
maybe
batteries.
That's a good idea, but yeah, you have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive
yeah.
Is a normal
well,
recharger?
How much is your standard mobile phone charger?
I don't know.
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but. I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe
yeah.
it's too expensive.
Because
yeah.
well,
yeah, but a home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now
yeah.
you can put
it's
it always at the
yeah.
same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah. You can buy it with
yeah,
it.
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge and
yeah.
just put it in a station, or you can change your batteries.
Oh yeah.
So
option, just the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable, the buttons on usual places, the on off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Has to be has does it has to be have to be like a different
yeah,
form than
I
a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that, because well, you can do everything the standard way, but
you can
you
make it very special to create our own
yeah.
Looks, but it's very hard.
Yeah,
to
if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top, and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block,
yeah.
and then the volume obviously on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often, so if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control. I think so. You can do something unique with that.
And what we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the functions.
Yeah,
yeah,
just for
on
the
on
TV.
Top
and just
yeah,
yeah.
The basic
yeah.
options on top.
Basically, when
out.
I'm
but
watching TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very what's it called?
If
very
you
nice.
If you make it
maybe
full
it's
open, it's also the strength is not as good as a
no,
normal.
No, that's
fine.
So maybe you have
to
keep it like a square, just a normal remote control kind of.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think
yeah.
about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Okay.
Some more things. We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, you know, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user only the looks and the
you know what you want to do with it?
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all that things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah, there's also about strength.
Yeah,
and
I also wrote down some stuff that you want to.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical strength.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down. Some of these.
Yep.
Yeah. Just is that okay?
Okay.
Yeah. There's already a document on the floor.
So see you in 30 minutes.
Okay.
For the next time you have to put it exactly on the square, so your laptop.
Wow.
Oh.
Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Your fault.